From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The Ministry of Justice recently engaged a number of persons from targeted communities and trained them as restorative justice facilitators. Find out more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Restorative justice is an important component of the Citizen Security and Justice Program, as it augments the peace-building process by providing alternative methods of dispute resolution in volatile and vulnerable communities.
We've been charged to light a path in Jamaica with the tools we've learned from restorative justice. And I believe all of us have a light to shine brightly as we plan to make a bigger light called restorative justice continue to shine in Jamaica.
Restorative Justice Unit Coordinator Kalila White. A number of persons from communities in August Town, Spanish Town, Tower Hill, Trench Town, Maypen, Montego Bay, and Westmoreland are benefiting from training as restorative justice facilitators.
Knowledge is power, and when you are being empowered, you're able to empower others and you're able to assist in your community. And for me, community transformation is where I'm going. So being able to help where there's conflict or to eliminate the escalation of conflict is pivotal and important to development and for peace in the community.
Mrs. Peaches Watson-Creary, a graduate from the Trenchtown RJ Center. Mrs. Watson-Creary says restorative justice can prevent several persons from getting a criminal record by facilitating the resolution of matters outside of the courtroom.
It is really a good avenue, not only for the residents, but also for the legal system.
The cohort of 54 graduates will be deployed in their communities to aid with restorative justice activities, as well as curb the culture of retribution when resolving disputes.
If we spend time to develop ourselves and to help others to develop themselves, their assets, we would multiply beyond our dream. Conquer worlds, eliminate much of what we are called now to settle. Quit the things that waste your time and your energy. Concentrate on the most important things and people in your life. Treasure every moment and squeeze the life out of every hour. Say a kind word.
Keynote speaker Dr. Ellerine Turner-Price. Justice Minister Deroy Chuck says he anticipates a reduction in violent interpersonal conflicts with the engagement of new restorative justice facilitators.
This is a program that has really been pushed by this ministry because we know that restorative justice can play a major role and definitely have an impact in your daily engagement, in your daily interactions to make Jamaica a better place.
Communities served by restorative justice centers include Trenchtown, Jonestown, Craigtown, and Hannahtown in St. Andrew, Greater Ormondtown and Fletcher's Land in Kingston, communities in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, Maypen, and surrounding areas in Clarendon, and communities in Westmoreland and St. James. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.